recording.
Okay. So. Alright. So we're in section 3, number 1, case 24143. This is the time and place scheduled for the informal interview of Dr. Brian Hayter in case number 24143. This matter will be heard by the board pursuant to the authority given to it at ARS 322234. Dr. Hayter and counsel, you can go ahead and come forward and introduce yourself. And are you represented by counsel?
No.
Okay, perfect. Dr. Hayter, you've received a letter informing you of the matters to be discussed today and the possible actions the board may take at this informal interview. As a reminder, those options include dismissal, issuing you a non-disciplinary letter of concern, censuring you, placing your license on probation with terms that may include continuing education and practice restrictions. The board may also suspend your license for up to 30 days, assess a civil penalty, or refer this matter to formal hearing. The purpose of this informal interview is to inquire into the facts and circumstances of this case. The board has read all the materials you submitted. If you have any additional materials, would you like to present them to the board now?
I do have with me Arizona driver's license. I'm not sure if that's helpful. What I don't have with me is the property tax records, but those are available, as far as establishing residency. I'm Dr. Brian Hayter, owner of Desert Force Animal Hospital, Cave Creek.
Thank you. This proceeding is being digitally recorded. As a result, it is important that everyone speak loudly and clearly and that only one person speaks at a time. So we will begin by asking the lead board member assigned to the matter to give a brief summary of the case, and then you'll be given an opportunity to respond. Following your response, the board may wish to ask you some questions. If you have any questions for the board or anyone giving information during this interview, you may ask them through me. Ms. Solomon, can you please give us a brief summary of the case?
Yes. Thank you, Madam Chair. This is case 24143, Dr. Brian Hayter. And the summary is at the May 15, 2024 Arizona Veterinary Medical Examining Board meeting, the board opened an investigation due to a new premises application not being submitted for Desert Forest Animal Hospital. At the February 21st, 2024 board meeting, the board directed respondent to submit a new premise license application naming a different veterinarian as the responsible veterinarian for the premises within 2 weeks, since the respondent was no longer a resident of Arizona. ARS 322272B states in part that a premises application shall be on a form prescribed by the board and contain 1, the name and location of the premises, and 2, the responsible veterinarian shall be a licensed who is licensed in the state and who resides in the state. As of yesterday, the board had not received a new revised, and Victoria is not here to correct me.
Nope, she's
that's true.
Okay, there you are. Had not received a new premise license, and therefore we were operating under a premise license that was found to be non-compliant as of the last meeting. So, Madam Chair, I would move before we take testimony that we go into executive session. While Mark's still here.
Second.
No, I'm not waiting until 1:15.
We have a motion and second to go into executive session. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? All right.